First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0.
What's happening today? Anything exciting?
He's bullshitting again, right?
Well, there's your prisoner, boys. I'm turning him over to the proper authorities.
What's the charge?
Doing it as roommate so he can have a whole room to himself. Rankest treachery, practically fratricide. Not a word, not a sound. You'll have your say in court.
Brinker, you hang on to a joke longer than anybody I know.
So you killed him, did you?
Well, not exactly. Our poor Phineas is lying at this moment, home in the arms of his mom.
Poor Phineas.
I didn't do anything to Phinney. Nothing serious. Well, a little arsenic in his morning coffee, that's all.
Trying to weasel out with a false confession. We know the scene of the crime. High in that funeral tree. No poison, oh no.
Oh, you know about that tree?
Yeah, the tree.
Oh, yeah. Well, nothing much happened up there. Nothing very exciting anymore.
No, tell us about the tree.
Damn it, Phineas. Let's get this thing started.
Oh, and just when did you suddenly become all paranoid about saying GD? You say all the other stuff. You do stuff much more evil in the eyes of God. There's much worse curses you can make in the eyes of God. And, smoking marijuana is bad in the eyes of God, so why can't you say GD? It's not bad to say GD because you're not doing yourself. You're asking God to damn something. You're asking God to send something to hell. And if you say it with an indefinite article, it, without specifically saying what to God damn, excuse me.
Anyway, so as I was saying, it's like how you get to heaven is by first realizing that this is indeed some form of whatever could ever be considered hell. And so anyways, like I said, man, bottom line, this is the land of the dead. Call it what you want. This is not heaven. And the way to get to heaven is to first get unhappy with this place. Realize, hey, wait a minute, there's a trick going on here. There's something screwy going on here. But you don't do. It's no more important than anything else you don't do. So again, like I said, you...
End of message.
Anybody that would be afraid to say, God damn! Or say, God's a big black turd coming out of the anus of the universe. Anybody that would be afraid to say that or would express horror if you said it, they just don't understand God. To them, to anybody that would be afraid to say God damn or show horror if you said God damn in front of them, they must think that God is some mean son of a bitch whose love you can lose. You can't lose love's God no matter what you do, no matter what you say. Hitler didn't lose God's love. Charles Manson didn't lose God's love. Nobody loses God's love because nobody's ever died. And all the bad things you think you've done or you're going to do, you've never done.
End of message.
Hey, check this out.
Thursday, 2:39 p.m.
Jim, check this out. This is real live on the radio.
Okay, keep taking a deep breath. Keep, God is here. Keith, I want you to take a deep breath. Okay? Keith, take a deep breath. It's okay. Keith, it's okay. Keith, are you there? Okay, Keith, I don't want you to hang up. Now, Keith, I want you to hold on, okay? It's okay.
Okay.
You're okay. Keith, God is in control. You're okay. Okay, and Keith, what we're experiencing right now is Satan in a battle for your soul. But it's okay.
Okay.
Because God is in control, and we're going to work through this. Now, I don't want you to get... No, Satan, you get down. You get down.
Bad Satan.
Bad Satan. God is in control. Whoever this is, whatever demon this is, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, you get down. Keith, are you there? Okay, Keith. Keith, I want you to hold on.
What's happening?
No, Keith, you're okay. Keith, listen to me. Keith,
okay, but this has never happened to me before. I don't know what this is.
Okay, you don't have to say anything. Keith, you just listen to me and you calm down.
Okay.
What's happening to you right now is that Satan is battling for your soul because, you see, God has your attention right now and God wants you as his child and Satan's fighting. And you're going to be okay because you made it through to talk back and we're going to help you. We're going to be there for you. No, get down, Satan.
No.
Satan, get down.
I need to
stop
Satan.
Who am I speaking to? In the name of Jesus, you tell me right now, who am I speaking to? Name yourself.
Nothing.
Okay,
it's
got
to be.
Hold on. Obnoxious misuse of this talk show that I have seen in 5 years of working for Bob. to make fun of victims of ritual abuse, to make fun of people who have suffered.
Oh my God, I thought it was real.
To make fun of their tears and their pain and their horror is the most outrageous thing that I have ever heard.
End of message.
Hi.
That's it.
Hi.
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 Oh my God. That's disgusting. Yeah, it is Great White. So you think I'm weird for doing that, huh?
Yeah.
What's so weird about that?
I said it wasn't the weirdest thing you ever did.
Yeah.
You don't think it was?
Yeah.
Huh?
I guess it was.
Thank you.
Hi.
Even if it was, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I mean.
Yeah.
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 Shut up.
Hi.
Fuck you.
Hi.
Shut the fuck up.
Hi. Yeah.
Shut up. God, that sucks.
What?
MTV.
I don't have cable.
You were kind of weird before when you hung out with Mike.
I was.
Remember in high school?
Mm-mm.
What was your trip?
How was I weird?
You were just really quiet and shy, and you'd carry your guitar around with your little amp on your belt all the time.
Oh, and he'd have headphones, and he'd like, hey, and he'd like ignore you.
Yeah, and he wouldn't talk to nobody. And I went to your house, and you had that fucking iguana or whatever that was. Iguana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. What was your trip? You didn't get much attention? You were really introverted or what?
I don't know.
Hello, I'm George Takei, and I'm wondering what you're doing. I'll be appearing on your mailbox periodically from now on. I'm also in town to prepare to promote my new movie, in which I star in my underpants with a large oriental erection, which is about 4 inches. Yes, well, I've got to go now. This is George Takei. Thank you.
Yes, hello. This is Mr. Friendly. And I am returning with Mr. Takei. Yes. And I'll be also, hello? Goodbye.
Take a listen. I think this is from Dirt Ball, Ryle Balls, Bill, what's his name? Yeah, gotta go late. And you think that's from Ronald Redball? Okay, late. But it's not. I got a new job. Fooling.
Hawk illusions.
That I'm Steve Kelly with the belly. I'm not any longer on the KKUP because I got a job to do to support my children, and I don't have enough money, and I'm going to take a handgun to my family and move to Bipin Badini land where I can start over. And also Ed North is my favorite man, and, well, anyways, we walked into the Radio Shack at Westgate the other day, and well, you wouldn't believe who we saw there. Fucking Ryle. I almost shot him with my gun, but, well, I didn't want to make a mess, so I left. Anyways, we gotta go. We gotta go masturbate a frog. So, why don't you fuck off? Good day. Late.
End of message from...
No, shut up, you stupid bitch. Ski baloney.
Thursday, 2:12 p.m. from...
Hawk Illusions.
Wednesday, 9:24 p.m. from...
Part 12. I thank God that I do not have to attempt to explain all that which I have not explained. To me, God is a committee of souls just like you and me who at this moment in our game of time have already played the game of this long, strange trip and want nothing else but to extend loving vibrations to us who still believe in time, death, and fear. You and I are already within the committee. We do not have to earn a place. Our remaining time here in the land of the dead is simply spent by increasingly remembering that we are already dead. We are preparing for life by realizing this is the land of the dead. You cannot enjoy life if you believe it can be taken from you. You cannot enjoy life if you believe that life is conditional. You cannot enjoy life if you cannot enjoy death. This land of the dead is our training ground for the land of life. See nothing but good and love in the land of the dead, constantly, healthily, and happily, and you're ready for the land of life. But you're not in a position to determine when you're ready. You never have been, thank God.
You may start your message now.
So we signed the standard contract that pays residuals up to the 10th rerun, and I think it's now into its 1,010th rerun.
Easily. Got some folks on the telephone that want to ask you something, so let's get right to the phone
here
and talk to Bill in Santa Clara.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. Are you going to be at any Star Trek conventions in the future, and will you be selling those tribbles? And one other question.
Wait a minute. Let's get one at a time here. You doing any conventions in the future?
Yes, I'll be doing, as a matter of fact, another wrinkle to the Star Trek phenomenon. We have floating conventions now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing called the Star Trek Cruise next month. And so I'm going to float around with the Star Trek convention.
Actually on a cruise ship?
It's on a cruise ship, taking off from Miami.
Wow.
And I do have an agenda of conventions for the rest of the year, but I don't have them committed to memory. I don't think I have San Francisco on my calendar.
What about the Tribbles?
What about the Tribbles?
Well, actually, my question was, in the future Star Trek, I believe in Star Trek 7, I heard a rumor that there's going to be a time travel sequence involving William Shatner's buttocks. Is that true?
In Star Trek 6?
7.
Oh, in 7.
He won't even talk about 6.
We're shooting Star Trek 6 now, and yes, as Jim said, we can't talk about Star Trek 6, and I will only make projections on Star Trek 7.
All right, let's talk to Dick in San Jose.
Hi, George.
How are you, Dick?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
Hi, and thank you for calling 8819. This mailbox will be going down at the end of June. I need your help and support to maintain the entertainment for the months of July, August, and September. A donation of $50 would be at an address to send your check or money order, or you can put money in an envelope. I don't care, you know. So, $50, that's not that much money. I mean, Channel 54 asks a hell of a lot more. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for calling mailbox 8819. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You may start your message now. Hello.
This is Joshua. West City, please.
I had a question.
Yeah?
I need to know if you know about the Chinese horoscopes.
Such as what, sir?
I'm the year of the dragon. 1960. You know what the animal would be for that, for a Chinese horoscope?
No, I don't, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Well,
Operator 1670, what city, please?
You're Operator 1670?
Right.
Okay. This is Bill, and I'm 52368. I need some information. We're trying to figure out here on the Chinese New Year. You know how they have different, like, Year of the Dog, Year of the Monkey, and stuff for the different years you were born? What's the sign for the year 1960? Well, could you, like, look it up or ask a friend or something? Don't you have a book there?
No, this is telephone information. We look up telephone numbers.
Well, couldn't you, like, maybe...
What telephone number do you want?
That's why I'm using the
Whose telephone number do you want?
Well...
The Chinese New Year's.
Yeah, is there a number for... Yeah.
Is there a number for a horoscope for Chinese?
Or, do you think, you know, where they could buy Sony Walkman or something?
Should we call MCI?
September 30th at 3:37 p.m.
Taco Man, how are you? This is George Collins. I listened to your tape driving around the city today. I think it's just fabulous. It's just a tremendous, great thing you're doing. I mean, I'm not talking about social value or any of that because I don't give a fuck about that stuff. But from an ear standpoint, just the middle ear, it's just wonderful. And of course, there's a lot of great commentary about this fucking sick-ass place. So, I'm telling you indirectly that you have my permission to go ahead. I was very proud to hear myself in there, so talking about everything coming apart and the crazy shit I'd like to see happen. And please feel free to use it. If you need me to sign something or anything, I'll do it, but I don't think so. And your highlights are great. I'm going to send it to my brother in New York because he'll enjoy it. And if you ever feel like sending me anything more complete, which I can't understand anything being more complete than that, please feel free to do so, okay? Thanks, man, and congratulations. And maybe I'll see you up there one of these days when I come up to bother people in the North. Okay, so long. Oh, I am coming up to San Francisco for a theater date. I forget the exact date. It's a weekend, and it's at a theater downtown. But we'll catch up with each other. Take care. Call me. 310 there's Mo. Mo says hello. That's good. Say hi.
If I can get to the phone, I don't know if I really care to. I'll leave your name and number. If I want to, I'll get back to you. Otherwise, any donations are welcome. Thank you.
Well, this sounds better than 103 today. Is this another Ronald Redball box? I haven't heard Evie's voice in a long time. I'm not quite sure what she was talking about. And there was Terminator music. I recognize that.
End of message. Message discarded.
Let's call Bill's box. Let's call Bill's box.
Turn that up.
Yeah. Screw that up. Turn that up! Let's call Bill's box! call Bill's Box, Bill's Box.
Are you going again?
Sorry. You must think I'm crazy.
Now, tell me more.
What's the date?
Saturday, March the 18th.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Refreshments on the way.
I'm very sorry. Would you do me a very great favor?
You're an odd fella.
That was the best food cake I've ever tasted.
Really?
I'm very sorry.
That late rhythm won't stop picking on me. Stop picking on me.
My name is Jean-Luc Picard.
All right, I gotta go. Why are the doors?
The lease has 6 months to run.
How mysterious. You may start your message now.
What's that supposed to mean? What tower? I called your outgoing and thought maybe you had something good in your outgoing, and I can't even listen to the 2 seconds of that horrible music. Life sucks.
End of message. You may start your message now.
God is a committee of souls, just like you and me, who have
The Roman archers from Tyne have already placed the Roman in the wall of the trip and want nothing else but to stand by the Vikings. Run, you believe in Tyne. Death. You and I are already convinced of this. We do not have to earn a place. Our remaining time here in the land of dead, good and love in the land of the dead, constantly, healthily, and happily, and you're ready for the land of life. But you're not in a position to determine when you're ready. You never have been, thank God.
Something swallowed some evil, and, you know, vomiting was their body's way of getting it out of the system, you know, so therefore it's a beautiful sight rather than the fucking poison or evil rot through my friend's body, right? So we could say, in a sense, in that particular circumstance, that the vomit was beautiful. Well, just how you look at things. I don't know why.
This is not an illusion or a dream.
Oh, man. Yeah, no way.
You may start your message now.
Hi, I'm back. I'm nationwide. You've reached the kennel and the fire is out. Everything's cool. The house is cool. I'm cool. And, you know, why don't you be cool and leave a message when you hear that little beep thing. Leave your name, number, and any stupid little message you want to leave because you only got 30 seconds. So be creative. Be original. Be a bonehead. That's what I am. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Adios.
Green Elf is about to die. 881 is about to repay his bill and get it extended for another month and then tell us next month that he's not going to die.
End of message. Message discarded. You have no messages in your mailbox. Thank you for calling. Bye.
You can't lose love of God no matter what you do, no matter what you say.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 36 of Midnight Voice Jail, entitled Land of the Dead. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. The FAQ for this series can be found at www.geocities.com/voicejail. The National Cynical Network's home site is at www.nationalcynical.com. Stay tuned, or check the station's program listings for information on when the next episode will air. You can write the National Cynical Network, email voicejail@yahoo.com. Until next time, thanks to all voice jailers everywhere. And thanks for listening.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.